Hey there. So in this lesson, we're going to be talking about money today. So I don't know, maybe you're feeling a little stressed. Maybe you're like, I got this. Whatever you are, whatever you're feeling, this is a really critical lesson because it's what's going to help you have some clarity as you pursue your reinvention goal. So we're going to go through the different steps that you need to know, and we're going to lay it all out. And I'm going to talk to you about the things that you need to be thinking about to make sure that you have all of those key aspects in place that help you have that financial clarity and give you the foundation to pursue your reinvention. Okay, so the first thing that I want to talk to you about is what is money? And you might be thinking, hey, I know what money is. It's those dollar bills. Gosh, I wish I had a couple of dollar bills here to be like showing to you, or maybe some 50s or 100s. But whatever it is, we all have an idea about what money is. But here's what I wanted to let you know is that whatever you think money is, the person next to you has a completely different idea. And you can even be using the same term, like I need more money for X or Y, and you will have different underlying meanings to that money. Because here's the thing, money is an abstract concept. It's a piece of paper that for us represents something in our lives. And I call that representation a signifier. So that money signifies something to you. So, money to you might mean security. And to the next person, it might mean freedom. And to some other person, it might mean power. So, you see how even though we all agree and we use the same term of money, it actually has different meanings for us. And why this is relevant for your reinvention is that you need to understand what money signifies to you. So, when you think about money, you have to say, what's my signifier? Money equals X to me. So money equals security to me. Money equals freedom to me. Money equals power to me. Whatever it is, it's important for you to identify that because what you're really seeking in your reinvention when you say, I want more money, I want more money, right? That's often a common goal of reinvention. Is you're really saying, I want more freedom, or I want more security, or I want more time. So it's important to identify what it is you're truly seeking when you're using money as an avatar that represents something else, when you're saying, I want more money, or I need more money. So, say for example, your definition is security. Now you want to take it one level deeper, your secondary signifier. And that is, what does security mean to you? Because again, even though these are terms that we all use, if you're saying, I want security, and then your best friend is saying, I want security, you're going to have two different meanings of security. So for some people, for example, security is having a regular paycheck. And if they don't have that regular paycheck, then they don't feel secure. I actually met someone like that years ago in one of my talks who had just left a company, had a bunch of money in the bank, but did not feel like she had security because she didn't have a regular paycheck anymore. Now, conversely, some other people might feel like just having a bunch of money in the bank is their definition of security. And they don't need that regular paycheck. That's not what gives them that sense. So you want to take it one level deeper. Whatever it is that you're saying money signifies to you, your money represents to you have to then identify what is that next thing. So if money means freedom to you, what does freedom mean to you? What does it look like in your world? Is freedom, from a work perspective, the ability to determine your hours every day or the ability to leave every day at 3 p.m. so that you can make your kids' game after school? Or is it the ability to take summers off? Or is it the ability to work from wherever you want or work from home? Whatever that is, that's what you have to define. And here's again why. Because at the end of your reinvention, you want to make sure that you have your real goals. So you don't want to take a job that gives you more money, assuming that it's going to give you more freedom, but in fact, you have less control over your schedule, because freedom really meant schedule control to you, right? So these are the things that you want to understand. So, and then if you have that signifier, and you're going to want to go through the workbook and do that exercise. So maybe you have your primary signifier. And then, as I said, you're going to go one level deeper and say, what does that mean to me? What does security or financial freedom or time or whatever those things are to you? And then maybe there's like a second signifier that you have. So maybe your top result that you want is security, but then your second result that you want is freedom. So identifying both of those, taking them one level deeper, will help you get your own unique footprint or unique fingerprint of what it is that you're seeking in your reinvention. So that's what we're dealing with from the conceptual standpoint. But now let's get down to brass tacks, okay? So what is it? How do you create your reinvention budget? How do you lay it out? And I think that this is one of the most crucial aspects of it, because one of the things that we don't know in reinvention is how much time it's going to take. Now, we might give ourselves a timeline. We might say, okay, 6 months or a year, but it could take 3 months. It could take 18 months. We don't really know. So it's important to have some clarity around your reinvention budget so that you can set a structure and a timeline associated with it, and then we'll move into what happens if that original timeline isn't hit. Okay, so let's talk about what goes into your reinvention budget. First thing is your lifestyle cost. Just what does it cost for you to be a going concern, to meet the needs of you, your family on a day-by-day basis? Keep a roof over your head, keep food on your table, keep yourself and your loved ones fed and clothed and enjoying their lives a little bit. So here's another thing. One of the things that people often want to do is when they're going through a reinvention, they want to cut out all their pleasures. No, it's important to keep your pleasures. Now, maybe you might want to dial back a little bit because, again, you're going to be investing in other areas of your life, but you need to keep your pleasure there. It's so important because reinvention is a journey that takes a lot of time, that takes a lot of effort. You're going to be putting work into it, and it's important to have pleasure along the way. Also because, as I said, you don't know how long it's going to take, so you don't want to be depriving yourself of pleasure for too long. But make sure that those pleasures are really important to you so that you have that sense and they give you that enjoyment, that you're not feeling like, oh, this is such a slog. Okay, so keep your pleasures, whatever they are. If it's a golf game, if it's a manicure every week, whatever it is, keep those pleasures, make that a part of your lifestyle cost, because you need to have some enjoyment as you're going along your reinvention. The second thing that you need to come up with are your reinvention investments. So what is it that you're going to need to invest in order to make this switch? And that differs from person to person. Some people may need to go back to grad school. Now, I am not saying that you have to go back to grad school. Some people do, some people don't. That's one of those things that we have to really gauge. But sometimes you're going to need to make an investment. Maybe you want to become a writer and you want to take writing classes. Or maybe you want to become a CPA, you need to take some classes there. Or you just want to explore. I had a client that was interested in becoming an interior designer but wasn't sure. So one of his reinvention investments was to invest in a design class. So investments are key. You need to take a look at what is it I'm thinking I want to do if you haven't made your decision yet, or what is it I'm pretty sure I want to be doing if you've already made a decision, and then look at the investments that are required to do that and tally all of those up. Now, the third thing that many people forget in their reinvention are all of the incidentals that are specifically reinvention related. Now, that might be, for example, meals. Maybe you're taking some of your connections out to get more information about some target industries. Well, in that case, you're going to want to pay for that meal. You're not going to want to be saying to them, hey, let's go out, but it's Dutch treat, to use an old term there. But you want to make sure that you have some cash set aside for those types of incidentals. So investing in networking meals, investing in maybe memberships to trade organizations for those industries that you're targeting. You might want to take a trip. Sometimes it comes up that a conference is happening and you want to attend that. So make sure you have some cash set aside for those kinds of incidentals so that you don't run into a roadblock when it comes time to move forward, or there's that key person you want to speak to, or there's just that really interesting workshop at that conference and you need a day pass. All right. Tally all of those up. You're going to tally up your lifestyle costs. You're going to tally up your reinvention investments. You're going to tally up your incidentals. And that is going to give you a reinvention budget. Now, as we said, this is all about timing. So you might have this timing in your head for how long it's going to take you to get to your reinvention. And that timing is really important to intersect with the financial aspect of your reinvention, because it determines how long it's going to run. So for example, maybe when you take a look at your budget, you see that you have 6 months where you can have your lifestyle costs met, you can invest in your reinvention, you've got enough cash set aside for the incidentals, and you can do all of that for 6 months without worrying about it. But hey, in month seven, it's going to be an issue. So that's where I say that it's really critical to have a plan B. So whatever timeline you have, you want to make sure that if it goes beyond that time, that you have a financial plan in place to continue meeting those needs, even though you've gone beyond your original timeline and scope. So your plan B is, okay, if this takes longer than 6 months, saying that 6 months is how long you've estimated, then here's what I'm going to do for my plan B. Maybe I'll go take a consulting project. In month four, if I still see that it's going to be taking a little bit longer than I expect, I'll take a consulting project, or I'll take a temporary job, or I'll tap X amount of my savings to extend my timeline. Because what you don't want to have happen is to get to month six and be panicked and then take something that you don't really want just because you're having financial pressure. So make sure that you always have that plan B in your pocket. It's okay to have a timeline, but also with that timeline, have your plan B, because again, we only control 50% of a reinvention. We control what we put into it, but we don't control the timing of when opportunity shows up. Life has to work with us in order for that next thing that we're seeking to become real in our lives. So we want to make sure that we give enough time for life to unfold without pressure and without stress. So again, you're going to have your workbook, so make sure that you go through all of these exercises to work yourself through your signifier, your secondary signifier, your reinvention budget, a timeline, and then that plan B, so that you have all of that in place. And once you do that, you will be set for being able to focus on the execution portion of your reinvention.